Dave Mann keeps House seat blue in close Southern California race. State Senator Dave Mann, of Irvine, California, has managed to keep hold of former Representative Katie Porter's seat for the Democratic Party after mail-in ballots gave him enough votes to overtake Republican challenger Scott Baugh on November 11. Baugh, former chair of the Orange County Republican Party and former state assembly Republican leader, conceded the race for House District 47 Tuesday after Mann's lead increased to 5,732 votes in one of the closest House races in the state. Mann had captured 50.9% of the vote, while Baugh had 49.1% on Wednesday. The Associated Press has not yet declared a winner in the race, as thousands of ballots remain uncounted. Republicans were hoping to flip the seat after Porter, a Democrat, declined to run for re-election, choosing instead to vie for the open U.S. Senate seat formerly held by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. In that race, Porter came in third with 15.3% of the vote. Mann issued a short statement on X Tuesday night after Baugh conceded. "Honored to announce our race and has been called," he wrote on social media. "I know many of us are anxious about the future of our country, but we cannot give up on America. In Congress, I will fight to protect our democracy, safeguard our freedoms, and expand economic opportunity." Mann, a former assistant law professor at the University of California Irvine, has served as a state senator since 2020. His term in the Senate ends December 2. Mann ran on three main messages: abortion and contraception access, gun violence prevention, and addressing climate issues. The lead in the tight race changed several times between the two contenders, as the county worked its way through thousands of mail-in ballot returns since November 5. Orange County still has 126,553 ballots left to count, though only residents of Irvine, Huntington Beach, Costa Mesa, Newport Beach, and Seal Beach voted for the seat. Baugh did not return requests to comment about his concession, but left a lengthy message to supporters Tuesday night on social media. "It has become clear that despite running a strong campaign connecting with voters and mobilizing an incredible volunteer effort, that effort is going to come up a little short," Baugh wrote as part of the message. "I am grateful to an outstanding campaign team and the most dedicated supporters any candidate could ask for. I'm appreciative of the voters that supported me and even those that did not, and most of all, I am grateful for my wife, Wendy, and my son, Jackson." Baugh said he had been looking forward to working with Democrats, Republicans, and President-elect Donald Trump to solve problems like the open border, crime, and federal spending, "but the voters have spoken and this is not what is intended for me," he wrote. This is the second time that Baugh has lost his bid for the seat. He ran against Porter in 2022 and lost by 9,113 votes. California is still counting ballots cast in the November 5 election, with 2.1 million left to process Wednesday, according to the Secretary of State's office. Four House seats out of the 52 California U.S. House seats remained undecided Wednesday afternoon, as the majority in the U.S. House of Representatives hangs in the balance. In District 45, Republican incumbent Michelle Steele, of Surfside, maintained a slight edge, with 50.4% of the vote, over her Democratic Party opponent Derek Tran, who held 49.6% for the seat that straddles Orange and Los Angeles counties. Only 2,272 votes separated the two candidates Wednesday, according to the Secretary of State's office. In District 21, Democrat incumbent Jim Costa, of Fresno, was ahead with 51.7% over challenger Republican Michael Mahar, who maintained 48.3% of the vote. In District 13, Republican incumbent John Duarte, of Stanislaus County, held on to 51.2% of the vote over Democrat Adam Gray, with 48.8%. Democrat incumbent Josh Harder, of Tracy, held on to a lead with 51.8% over Republican Kevin Lincoln, who had 48.2% Wednesday in District 9. California Republican Party Chairwoman Jessica Milan Patterson said the party had expected results to take an extended amount of time to be posted. This election is far from over, Milan Patterson said in a video Tuesday. Many of California's most competitive congressional and legislative races have yet to be called as the ballot counting process goes on. We knew this was coming. We've seen it before. The state's Republican Party has recruited many attorneys to oversee the ballot counting process, along with thousands of trained volunteers, she said.